Don, we're going to hot fire again. You ready?
Go ahead.
Okay, Houston, you probably read the disc, you didn't go, but I made just short pulses. I didn't want to waste any fuel here, hold it that long with this, the condition we have in a tunnel. So they fired real crisp, so I think we're in good shape.
Roger, we copy, Snoop. Stand by for our go.
Okay, Charlie Brown, Snoop, verify that RCS thruster B3 off and your radar transponder off.
Roger, the radar transponder's on heater and B3's off.
Roger.
And Snoop, Charlie Brown, you're a go for undocking. We had one indication that the you're on your hot fire that jet B3 down. We had a TCP stuck on, but if you don't hear anything, we're go.
Sounds good here.
Okay.
We're proceeding with the rendezvous radar self-test. Radar.
Snoopy, Houston, got some words for you on your torquing angles, your platform over, if you can listen.
Go ahead, we're listening.
Roger, Gino, it looks like we got a constant bias in the in your platform. On our two drift checks, we get a bias of a torquing angle of -03.540, and it appears to be a constant bias because it's been the same between the two different drift checks. We're go with that constant bias. We'd like Charlie Brown to look through the his rendezvous window and see if we have a constant slippage maybe in the in our docking attitude, and you can tell that by looking at the docking target. Over.
Roger, wait. And Charlie, give me a hack when we get close to AOS so I can get off the high gain, will you?
Okay, we got 8 minutes.
Okay, I'll stay with you. If you pick me up in about 2 or 3 minutes, I'll go off.
Yeah, it is rolled off. Vehicle is yawed to the roll to my left about, I'd say 2 degrees or so.
Okay, fine. We get a 3-degree bias, so that's it. Be advised that you're drifting off in yaw, Charlie Brown. You might want to watch your attitude.
Roger. Snoopy, Charlie Brown.
Go ahead, John.
Roger, the EVA preparation is complete.
Okay, good show.
Charlie Brown, Houston. We're concerned about this yaw bias in the limb and apparent slippage of the docking ring. We'd like you to disable and keep disabled all roll jets until after undocking, over. And undocking attitude, we will not maneuver to the undocking attitude. Just hold what we got, over.
Roger, okay, fine.
And Snoop, we got 3 minutes, 50 seconds to LOS, over.
Roger, 350 to LOS.
And we'll see both Snoop and Charlie Brown at 98-25.
All righty.
Okay, Charlie Brown and Snoop, 3 minutes going over the hill. You're go for undocking, and we'll see you around the other side.
Roger.
Roger.
Snoop, correction, Charlie Brown, Houston, prior to undocking, if it is apparent that the limb has, interface has slipped around to about 6 degrees, do not undock, and let's come around again and look at it, over.
Roger.
Charlie, let him know it's 3.5 now.
Roger, your yaw bias right now, the slippage is 3.5 degrees right now, so about double what you got, and if it goes that far, do not undock, over.
Roger. Sir, I stop maneuvering. Roger.
This is Apollo Control at 97 hours, 39 minutes. We have lost signal as Apollo 10 goes behind the moon. due to reacquire Apollo 10 at 98 hours, 25 minutes, 42 seconds. During the early part of this 11th revolution, just after AOS, the crewmen were attempting hatch integrity tests on both Charlie Brown and Snoopy. Found they were unable to vent the tunnel due to a problem in a vent valve in the top of the of Charlie Brown. We passed up a procedure which in effect was to reduce the pressure in Snoopy to 3.5 pounds per square inch through the forward hatch, through the Snoopy's forward hatch, bleeding off the pressure through that hatch. This in turn pulled the pressure down in the tunnel, giving a delta P or differential in pressure between the two of 1.5 pounds per square inch. In this way we were able to check and verify the hatch integrity for Charlie Brown. Tom Stafford and Gene Cernan then repressurized Snoopy and verified the hatch integrity for that spacecraft. The K factor, about which you heard considerable conversation, is timing information for the abort guidance system, the secondary guidance system in the lunar module. We passed up an undocking time of 98 hours, 22 minutes. That's just a couple of minutes prior to acquisition of signal on the next revolution, the 12th revolution. We passed up a separation time of 98 hours, 47 minutes, 16 seconds. The separation maneuver will be performed by Charlie Brown, 2.5 feet per second radially down with the RCS thrusters. It puts the vehicle in the mini football, starting the separation for the rendezvous. You heard Gene Cernan calling out the checklist for Tom Stafford during the reaction control system check out, both cold and hot firings and pressurization of that system. And Tom's report was that the thrusters are nice and crisp, and he thinks they're in good shape. We've given Charlie Brown and Snoopy a go for undocking. And along toward the end of this pass, you may have heard John Young report that EVA preparations were complete. There's no extravehicular activity planned, of course, on this mission, but these preparations are done for contingency EVAs, which would be the only method that Tom Stafford and Gene Cernan would have to get back to the command module in case it was impossible to dock the two vehicles. And just before we lost signal, we informed the crew that there was a bias of about 3.5 degrees in the docking interface. We asked them to keep a look at it, and if this interface slipped to 6 degrees, to not undock, to stay docked until they came back in acquisition. This is Mission Control, Houston, at 97 hours, 44 minutes. We will pass on the information about the start of the change of shift news conference as soon as it's available.